Just continuing your practice. Remembering the simplicity just aware and noticing what's here. As there's more momentum to mindfulness, what we are aware of can have different flavors at different times. We've talked about being aware of kind of the specific qualities of experience. We've talked about being aware of the conditioned nature of experience. And there are times when the continuity becomes stronger, that the mind is more interested in not the specific qualities of the experience, or even how experience affects each other, how the various threads of experience affect each other. But it can just simply become interested in that experience is changing. Not so interested in necessarily even what the experience is, but just the way change is being known. Times awareness will tune into this impermanent nature of experience. Receiving receiving sensations as they arise, persist and pass away. Sounds, sights, thoughts, feelings arise, persist and pass away. At times, we tune into this experience of change. And we can have a curiosity about that. How is change being experienced? It's not always the same. There's not one way that we experience change. We might be noticing kind of the way attention shifts from experience to experience. This is not noticing the impermanence of an experience, but is more connected to the impermanent quality of attention itself. That attention will last for a certain time and then be drawn to something else. And sometimes we might be noticing how an experience changes, or that an experience, for instance, is arising. Or maybe in the experience, the seeing of it have fluctuation, perhaps stronger at times, weaker at times. The sound of my voice, for instance, how is that changing, arising? The gaps, the falling off of sound, and the change of pitch and tone in the timbre of the voice. Whatever is being experienced, a body sensation, a breath, attuning. The attention can attune to the changing quality of that experience. And sometimes the attention might be more interested in the beginning of the arising of an experience. And it doesn't linger with it. It's like the attention is interested in beginnings, and it will notice the beginning of one thing, and then it notices the beginning of another thing without ever seeing the ending of the first thing. Might be more interested in endings. Might be noticing the falling off of an experience. And not notice the beginnings, but just that things end. Endlessly, ending, ending, ending. There might be more of a wave of an experience. The attention curious about the whole process of flow of a particular experience or sensation. Sometimes the impermanence can have the feeling of being wave-like, an arising, a persisting, and a passing away. Other times it might feel more like an experience pops in and leaves immediately. And then there's another one. It might feel like overlapping waves. Many, many ways that the mind takes in the impermanent nature of experience. How is it in your experience. Sometimes we notice a kind of a stopping in the flow, a place where it feels like the mind kind of, like there's a wrench in the works or something. Does something feel solid in that flow of experience? Curiosity about that. You don't have to try to get back to anything. That's what's arising. Sometimes there can be a feeling of stopping of the flow. Noticing stopping. Stopping is happening. And it can be useful if you are noticing change, noticing the impermanent nature of experience. And have some curiosity about the relationship to impermanence, the relationship to the awareness of impermanence. Sometimes it can be delightful, and sometimes it can be unsettling. Again, just noticing how it is. An honest appreciation for your experience. And sometimes the mind isn't so interested in impermanence. It's more interested in the particular qualities of experience. And again, honoring the arisings in your experience. What is true in experience right now?